The rainy season is beginning in Mexico City. Soon the floods will come, and with them, the inevitable backup of the sewer system. It runs beneath the city, and because it's so old and inadequate, it's not uncommon to encounter wastewater in the streets. Often the problems cannot be resolved by sewage engineers on the surface, so the city regularly sends a team of daredevils into the deep and dark waters to clear obstacles, repair drains, and sometimes recover bodies. NPR's Mexico City correspondent Jerry Haddon went down with the sewer divers recently for this firsthand report on an odious but indispensable job.
There are over 400 miles of sewage pipes beneath Mexico City and three men to maintain them. The only way to truly understand the enormity of their task is to tag along.
We are standing on a cement platform about 20 feet above the dirtiest, stinkiest water I've ever seen or smelled in my life.
Welcome to Mexico City's Grand Canal, a miles-long urban sewage duct that directs millions of gallons of wastewater through treatment plants, finally dumping it miles outside the capital. Should this main artery spill its banks, hundreds of thousands of nearby residents could find themselves waiting for rescue on their roofs. On a recent morning, a mysterious blockage is impeding its flow. 39-year-old sewer diver Julio Ku is going under to find it, along with a guest. He and I don bright orange self-enclosed deep sea diving suits, complete with air hoses and two-way radios. We cling to an enormous iron gate as it's slowly lowered into the swirling, filth-covered water.
I feel like I'm going down on a sinking ship, actually. It's not a great feeling. I'm a little bit nervous. I can't believe these guys do this every single day. Okay, now my feet are going into the water, and wow, I could feel the strength of the water pushing against the grate.
Inch by inch, the dirty water rises up and over our heads.
And I could see a layer of garbage, bottles, and sludge. Okay, and now I'm underwater.
Respira tranquilo.
They're instructing me to be calm and just relax and stay here under the water.
The visibility is near zero. I can barely see my own bubbles rising to the surface. When Julio is fully submerged, he lets go of the grate and, despite the current, heads off into the darkness to feel around for whatever is blocking the floodgate. I prefer to hang tightly to the grate, my lifeline to the surface.
It's cold. The water is very cold. And this particular canal goes down about 25 feet. And when there's obstructions, mysterious obstructions, these three men come down here and search around in the dark, trying to find whatever's blocking the system. Sometimes it can take hours. And sometimes they find the strangest things, of course.
From car engines to mattresses to the occasional animal or human cadaver, the work is perilous. En route to this morning's dive, Chief Engineer Sergio Trejo says one false move could release a sudden rush of water that would pin you like Christ on the cross against the grates.
This is when we say goodbye, sweet world. Please pay the telephone bill and turn off the lights. Yeah, it's interesting work. You are totally blind. You could get caught on a nail or grabbed by something. That will be an awfully bleak rendezvous.
Trejo's cavalier attitude is perhaps necessary in this line of work. A couple of years ago, the team did lose a colleague. 42-year-old sewer diver Luis Covarrubias recalls how co-worker Luis Silva disconnected from his safety line to unblock a valve. When the clog suddenly broke free, the released water pressure swept Silva away.
No tuvo precaución. Se fue y se mató.
He didn't take the proper precautions, and he got his head split open, 45 feet beneath the surface. The current dragged him some 4 kilometers, where we found him, already dead. I've been down 3 times that day before him, doing the same thing, and nothing happened, thanks to who knows whom.
On this day, however, diver Julio Ku has no trouble clearing out the debris clogging up the Grand Canal.
Lo que hay es botellas de plástico,
I'm finding plastic bottles and sludge, he says. Beneath the grate, I'm finding approximately 2 feet of sludge. Ku easily clears it away. Back safely on the surface, he says though he earns only about $650 a month, he loves his dark and dirty job.
Few do what we do, that's what I like. And it's satisfying to help people, to ensure that there are no blockages. The personal satisfaction outweighs the danger.
Last year, in the Mexico City suburb of Chalco, these guys repaired a ruptured sewer levee that had inundated some 10,000 homes, undoubtedly saving many people from disease and further disaster. As for anyone who would care to dive along with these heroes of the Black Waters, at least two things are guaranteed. You'll gain a new appreciation of working sewers and likely become the butt of a practical joke or two.
Time to change back into my civilian garb, get out of this giant orange pumpkin suit. I'm not sure where my clothes are. These rascals, they hid my clothes. That old trick.
Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.